What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Are Facebook ads even worth your time and money to consider? I got this question from a lady named Phyllis. Thank you, Phyllis. She responded to an email that I sent out to my list, and I figured since you might be wondering the same sort of question, I should just respond in a video to her and you at the same time. When I'm answering this question as a Facebook ads manager, I'm thinking there's about five things that you want to consider. And no, I'm not going to say absolutely Facebook ads are worth your time. You should just come and hire me. No, this is not one of those things. The first question I have to ask you to help you decide if Facebook ads are worth your time and going to benefit your business is, does your business have an online course or a membership or coaching to sell? And no, I'm not being silly or cheeky for you if you're in the UK. True story, back in 2018, I started my previous business called Elementary Chinese, and I ran Facebook ads. Actually, I did even worse. I boosted Instagram posts to grow my Instagram audience. Before I even had a product. But you know, I saw big accounts and I wanted to have a big account, and I did get a big account, you know, 23,000 something subscribers back in 2018. But what did that do for me as a course creator? Well, it gave me social cred, yes. It stroked my ego, absolutely. I got to go on an influencer trip. Some people reached out to me to partner with their brand, which I ended up doing. But did like 23,000 followers on Instagram even get me a $234,000 a year income? Nope. So the second question is, if you do have a product to sell, have you validated it? Because look, friend, paying for eyeballs to go see your product won't make a bad product sell, or it won't make a good product that nobody needs sell. You've got to validate your product. And I recommend even validating that course before you create it. And that might be intimidating, but I have a whole episode where I show you and tell you, if you're just listening, it's actually what I did to pre-validate my course, which now is three courses, the Lead Gen Cheat Code, which is the only way for you to get really good leads following the exact blueprint that I, a Facebook ads manager, use. So that's episode 735. You can find that episode link in the show notes below or in the description below if you're watching this on YouTube. So the third question you want to ask yourself is, if you have a course to sell and it's selling well, why is it selling well? Because look, again, I'm not here to say Facebook ads is 100% the only way to sell your course. And if you've already got a funnel that's selling your course well, you probably haven't maxed out that funnel's capability. Like, let's say you have a large organic following and your email list game is strong and that results in sales, right? Just do more of what's working. Like, I have a client who sells a course to his architect audience, and his organic funnel is driven by his strong YouTube presence. I think he's at just over 30,000 subscribers on YouTube, and his funnel organically is crushing it. We're talking like 3 to 5 sales per day. So we're testing Facebook ads to that same funnel to see if we can get cold traffic to perform as well as that warm YouTube traffic. And you know what's working the best for this client? Direct to sell ads right now. And that's giving him a nice profit, like return on ad spend. So if your course is selling, again, make sure you know why it's selling well and that you've maxed out those channels. I'm not here to say you need to pay for Facebook ads at all if your organic traffic is crushing it, but make sure that you're not crushing it and you can see the writing on the wall that sales are going to decline organically or already have. Let's say you're like another client I had earlier this year who she was getting tons of organic traffic from Google search, but she noticed that her organic traffic month over month or quarter by quarter was declining. And so smartly, she reached out to see if she could use Facebook ads to supplement that organic traffic that had grown and fueled her business growth so well. So the next question, is your business healthy? I had a discovery call with a fitness trainer with over 133,000 followers on Facebook and 14,000 plus followers on Instagram. And you know what? One of the first things he said, like within 10 minutes of our call starting, was that his business wasn't making very much money, profit. And I'm like, well, in my mind, what's the issue with such good exposure? And in the weight loss industry, where so many people need that product, and his product was a 20-day weight loss program that wasn't, it wasn't priced too high. It was priced well, actually, I thought, but it wasn't selling well, which kind of hinted at some other mechanism inside of his funnel that needed to be optimized. I don't want Facebook ads, and you don't want Facebook ads to be your last ditch lifeline, because going into testing Facebook ads with like the scarcity mindset where you're kind of afraid, like, is this going to work? If not, my business is going to fail kind of attitude doesn't set you up for success. And when we are scared or in a high pressure situation, which is easily the case when our businesses are on the line, we're not necessarily making or in a state of mind to make the healthiest decisions. And Facebook ads take time to test. They take a level head. When you test Facebook ads, by the nature of testing, some tests work and some tests do not work. That's how testing works. So if your business is on its last legs because of low sales and profits, I recommend that you first look into what's going on. Do you have a traffic issue that you could fix with collaborations or fix your organic funnel so that a higher percentage of your traffic is converted? Have you pre-validated your course? Is it something that people really want? Is it priced correctly? Does it deliver great value? Is your messaging on point so that people who really do need your help can see that you are the right person to help them and that your course, your product, your coaching, your membership delivers the kind of transformation that they need to solve the issues that they're facing in their lives at the moment? So question number five, if your business is healthy and your product sells well, this is not really a question, but Facebook ads could be worth your money and time. Could be. Let me explain though, if it's better to manage Facebook ads yourself or to hire a Facebook ads manager like me. So, by the way, my name's Quajo. If we don't know each other yet, I am the host of the Art of Online Business podcast. And if you're like, where's Rick? I used to listen to him all the time. Well, it may have been a moment in episode 746. Rick explained how he's entrusting me to carry the baton of this podcast. And basically, he trusts me because I have been coaching, or I was coaching alongside of him inside of his Accelerator Mastermind group coaching program for several years, coaching established high earning online course creators how to scale up their businesses and marketing and sales and teams and systems and all of this. So I'm excited to continue to deliver tips and tricks and strategies and interviews with other online course creators who are doing well so that you can grow your online course or membership business, scale your impact, and reduce your overwhelm. So what do you do if you have a product that's selling well and Facebook ads are worth your time? Do you run them yourself? Do you hire somebody like me? Well, the answer is actually really easy. If you're a course creator and you're still on the rise to, say, 150K annual revenue years, then you should probably do your own Facebook ads. And that's just because at your current stage, your business is growing, but its profit probably doesn't allow for you to hire a Facebook ads manager. And you can get started on your own. That's the exact kind of person, if this is you, that I serve in my course called the Lead Gen Cheat Code. Because I do consulting calls for folks who are already running Facebook ads or have other ads managers running Facebook ads for them. And I realized I got the same questions over and over and over again. So I just distilled my knowledge into a course and the same manuals and checklists that my team uses into a course, so you could follow my exact same methodical testing techniques to cut your lead cost and grow your email list. However, if you're already past the 150K annual revenue mark, then the further you pass that mark, running your Facebook ads is not the best use of your time. Now, you probably have a team to manage, maybe a small team of, let's say, three people contracting with your company in another country, and maybe one or two full-time employees in your home country. I'm from the States, so I say the States a lot, but I recognize you might be listening from another country. So what I mean here is you probably do have the time to manage Facebook ads, but you're very pressed for time. And you could spend time optimizing your funnel or networking with people who serve your niche in a complementary way so that you can form strategic partnerships with them and further grow your business. Or you're delivering webinars and launching your course or opening it to the public or public speaking or recording podcasts or even recording YouTube videos. And all those tasks that I listed are more valuable to your business than running Facebook ads. Facebook ads, yes, can and will generate profit for your business, but Facebook ad management is a task that you can delegate. There's a good word. I should ask ChatGPT if delegable is even a word. But you cannot delegate tasks like delivering your own webinars, networking to form strategic partnerships, recording your own podcasts and YouTube episodes, though you should not be editing those. You can't delegate those. And since you can't, and those are ones that uniquely only you can do, those are way more valuable to growing your business. And if you're stuck or plateauing around, let's say, 540,000, I just picked that number, it could be 600,000 in gross annual revenue a year, now's not the time, friend, to run your own Facebook ads. Take the 10 hours a week that you would have been spending running your Facebook ads, hire a Facebook ads manager like me, selfish plug, let me and my team do better than you could do, and here's why. A Facebook ads manager has the resources to look at your ads more frequently than you do so that you can take your time again and spend your time, invest your time and much more valuable tasks that only you can do in your business, right? And also, if somebody's watching your Facebook ads for you more frequently than you can with more experience, so one, they're avoiding beginner mistakes, but two, you're not missing out on money you could make because you're busy and you don't get back to your ads for another week or two when they should have been scaled a week or two ago, thus helping you bring in either more leads or more profit, depending on if your funnel is hooked up to a sales process or not. And then also, maybe you are really good at managing your own Facebook ads, but again, you can delegate Facebook ads management, whereas you cannot delegate reaching out to people to network, and you can't delegate speaking on public stages. And so that's how you can decide if you need to run Facebook ads. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you are interested in the lead generation cheat code course to run your own Facebook ads, that is in the show notes below. There's a link. Or if you want to reach out to me to discuss the possibility of having me run your Facebook ads, I would be honored. There's also a link in the show notes below. Until the next time that you see me on YouTube or hear me on another podcasting platform, be blessed. Take care. Bye.